From the best-selling Christian Heroes Then and Now series, YWAM Publishing presents Dietrich Bonhoeffer, In the Midst of Wickedness, by Janet and Jeff Benj. Read for you by Tim Gregory. For information about other titles in this outstanding series, please visit our website at ywampublishing.com or call us at 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. Everything had changed. 11-year-old Dietrich Bonhoeffer groaned. It had been impossible to find food in Berlin that day for any price, even on the black market. For days now it had been like this, and as his family's food forager, he was discouraged. Even ersatz, substitute food commodities, could not be found. No matter how hard Dietrich tried, he often came home empty-handed. From the talk he heard on the streets, it was the British Navy's fault. They were blockading Germany's ports on the Baltic Sea, cutting off the supply of food coming from abroad. On top of that, with so many young men away fighting, there were fewer people to farm the land and harvest crops in the country. And what food was available was usually used to feed the troops. As winter approached, the situation was getting even worse. The German potato supply was exhausted, and people were supposed to substitute turnips for potatoes. Dietrich could hardly believe it. In Germany, turnips were used to feed horses and cows and pigs, and now people were expected to eat them? How could it be? The war wasn't supposed to have gone on this long. He thought it was only going to last a few months at most. 3 years later, they were still fighting. The war had changed everything. The once prosperous streets of Berlin were filled with soup kitchens where emaciated and bedraggled people lined up in the cold to await a ladleful of soup that seemed to be more water than anything else. And that wasn't the only change Dietrich had to confront. As he crossed the bridge on his way to school, almost every morning he would look down and see men on the riverbank trying to retrieve the body of some desperate person who had jumped from the bridge to their death. Just thinking about it sent a shiver down Dietrich's spine. More than anything, Dietrich wanted things to be normal again. He wanted Berlin to be the happy, magical place it had been when his family moved to the city from Breslau.